question is, among the six principles of surrender, it is said anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam. Accept the favorable and reject the unfavorable. So how to understand acceptance and reject is at the level of mind or intelligence. Because as Krishna says, the mind is a friend and also the enemy. So mind can trick, but intelligence can take the right decision. So how do we distinguish between the two? That means that in Bhakti it is said that we should accept the favorable and reject the unfavorable. But how do we know on what basis we are deciding what is favorable or unfavorable? If we decide based on the mind, then the mind can act as our enemy also. That's why, first of all, there is broad scriptural direction which gives us, these are the general things which we should do, these are the general things which we should avoid. So for example, there are certain prescriptions that are given, like the chanting the holy names, associating with devotees, especially the five potent forms of devotional service, chanting, hearing, worshipping the deity, associating with devotees, and going to holy places. And then there are certain activities which are clearly told us to, we are told to avoid, the regulative principles, for example. So now, apart from these prescribed activities and certain proscribed activities, in between there is a gray zone, which we may have to decide when to do, when not to do. And even within the prescribed activities, now we may have to choose which activity to do at what time. So, now for all this, it is not that the spiritual master or any spiritual guide is going to be there all the time for us to guide. In general, Prabhupada would say Krishna consciousness means to use your intelligence. So we have been given an intelligence, and it is not that, like yesterday I mentioned, the mind constantly keeps with new and new ways of deceiving us. Just the front might appear to be new, just like in this world, there's old package, old thing, old wine, but in a new bottle. So like that, in general, we know the standard ways in which the mind distracts us. And if we are careful about those, then broadly we can avoid those things. And more important than bothering about whether I am accepting at the level of the mind or rejecting at the level of the mind, we focus more on trying to make sure that we are serving Krishna. Because even within the service of Krishna, there may be certain things which we like more, certain things which we like less. And it is not that we have to suppress all our likes. So that's why at the first level, what Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Samrita Sindhu is, yena kena prakarena mana Krishna niveshet. Somehow or the other, fix the mind in Krishna. Now, once the mind is fixed on Krishna initially, then from that devotional contact with Krishna, dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayantiti Krishna, we get the intelligence from Krishna. So, generally speaking, if we have a broad understanding of the prescriptions and proscriptions, and we mold our life accordingly, then there is throughout our life, at least periodically, during our periods of sadhana, contact with Krishna. And that contact with Krishna will purify our mind and we purify our subtle body. And thus we will be able to make right decisions. And in the case of major decisions, at that time definitely you should consult with either a spiritual master or the spiritual master's representative, some senior devotees, and take guidance and make decisions. But any conceptual framework that we have, it always needs to be subordinated to the principle of serving Krishna and remembering Krishna. Even the concept of three modes that we have, now the point of analyzing three modes is to maximize our remembrance of Krishna. So if we just get too much into analysis, now some speakers may be very expressive and some people may be very calm and sober. Now that does not necessarily mean that the speaker who is in expressive is in passion and the speaker who is very calm is in goodness. Now the whole framework of analysis which is given is meant to enable us to maximize our remembrance of Krishna. So if we keep that purpose in mind, then the whole analysis of mind and intelligence will also be easier. Otherwise, if we get caught in the nitty-gritties of, okay, is this the mind, is this the intelligent, then we may end up with paralysis by analysis. So it's like when you have to start a vehicle moving, First, get it moving. And then you can get into the right gear and then it can move smoothly. But first get it moving. So like that, at a foundational level, somehow or the other connect with Krishna, somehow or other serve Krishna. And then, even if initially start off with something which the mind likes, and after that with the connection with Krishna, we on move onwards towards a steadier connection with Krishna, that is fine. So, I would say three broad things. It is not necessary to bother too much, at the initial stage at least. Just begin this connection with Krishna. Secondly, if it's very major decisions, then definitely you should consult senior devotees. But thirdly, if you have a broad pattern where we are regularly connecting with Krishna through the process of sadhana bhakti, then Krishna will give us the intelligence by which we can move onwards. And Krishna will also give us the intelligence to understand, okay, these are the regular temptations that I succumb to. These are the places where I should be on guard. And that way we can protect ourselves.